Okay, again, the 5th of Iyar, 5th of Nisan, I'm already sipping a month ahead. The 5th of Nisan, the 30th of March, Rav Tatel Mizmar Yud Gimel Amnatzeach, Mizmar LeDavid. I wanted to read this Mizmar from an unusual perspective, from the perspective of somebody in isolation. Obviously, David HaMelech could not have had COVID-19 in mind, but the themes here are so profound in terms of unfortunately, all of the conversations that privilege isn't the right word, but definitely very sacred conversations with people who are fighting the illness right now, what they've shared with me and their family members. So I'd like to channel some of that into reading this Mizmor. Anana Adonai tishkacheni netzach, anana tastir et panecha mimeni. Until when, Hashem, will you forget me? Until when will you hide your face from me? And we have, you know, a certain similarity between Hester Panim, which means, of course, when Hashem hides his face, and Shechecha, feeling forgotten. If somebody isn't facing you, it's easy to think that you're being ignored. But obviously, you know, Shechecha goes even beyond, right? Somebody might be facing away from you, but in not paying attention. But the sense of being completely forgotten, the sense of being completely cut off, that is an even more extreme situation. And it's important for us as we try to not only just continue to daven, but to continue to keep in mind the unusually cruel conditions of this illness, which is not to minimize somebody who's going through any other significant illness, but the isolation, the lack of visitation, the lack of connection can really be tormenting in its own right, over and above just the symptoms of the disease process itself. And so without, you know, being overly graphic, it's important for us to identify with that. Arana ashi de tzot b'nafshi, until when will I have to sort of contemplate, ruminate in my own heart? Yagon b'lavi yomam, it causes me a sense of despair. Arana yarum oyvi alai. For David HaMelech, it was an external oyev, people who were trying to kill him, Shaul and others. But of course, in our situation, you know, it relates to a person who's facing an invisible enemy, as it's often been called, one that's very real in terms of a pathogen, and a person is left to their own thoughts. I was listening to a podcast earlier today around the house regarding the experience of the first COVID patient in New Jersey. Happened to be a healthcare worker from Fort Lee. Some of you probably remember seeing that in the news, who was being treated in Hackensack. And this is exactly what he described, just the racing thoughts. And unfortunately, closer to home, that's, you know, exactly what people express. You know, you're just left there, you know, just wondering in an ongoing way. And that, of course, itself is a very painful experience. Yagon bilvavi yomam, by day, and then, of course, by night as well, to have nothing but very upsetting thoughts about the situation. Habita, Hashem, please look at me, right? This is keneged, right? Directly in accordance with Hashem, who is mastir panim. So he's asking Hashem, Habita, look at me. Aneni Hashem elokai, answer me. Ha'ira enai, right, enlighten, illuminate my eyes, bring light back in to all of this darkness, pen ishan hamaves, lest death, you know, the slumber of death, take over. I don't even think I need to, you know, bring that, those terms back to our current situation. That's, you know, could literally apply verbatim. Pen yomar oivai yichaltiv, tzarai yagilu kiemot, lest my enemies celebrate that they've been victorious and triumphant over me. My adversaries will rejoice when I have been dislodged. Vani, but David says, despite it all, this feeling of being surrounded, this feeling of some degree of hopelessness, bechastecha v'tachti, I trust in your chesed. Now, the Radak sort of points out, chesed, by definition, means something which is undeserved. So, you know, in light of that, this is a remarkable expression of faith. It's one thing for a person to say, you know, I believe somebody's going to give me what I owe. You know, I believe this person is trustworthy and faithful. And that person is a person who's honest or just generally is a person of integrity. But to say that I trust in somebody's chesed, I trust that they'll go above and beyond, is obviously a very high degree of bitachon and is a reflection of how faithful that person is to do chesed, right? When you say, I believe this person will go to an extreme on my behalf, that's what David HaMelech was trying to describe in terms of his level of bitachon. Yagea libi bishuatecha, this is of course a reference to the previous pasuk. Instead of tzara yagilu, we're saying yagea libi bishuatecha. Hashem, my heart will rejoice in your salvation. As we've described many times in Sefer Tehillim, right, the term Yeshua means when I can no longer help myself. I'm no longer in a position, you know, to be able to salvage myself. And in that situation, I turn fully to Hashem. Ashira l'Hashem, yigamalai. I will sing unto God when he has brought his kindness to bear on my situation and extracted me. And indeed, you know, those who have been released home, and we continue to daven for those whom we know who are currently hospitalized to be released, God willing, in very good health, right? The sense of Shira that they have, that they uniformly described, of having a new lease on life, of emerging from this terrible place, for those, please God, who are able to emerge and emerge in good health, the natural result is Shira, just like the Jewish people who went really from a state of death to a state of life, you know, in the context of Shiras Yamsuf, right? The paradigmatic Shira of Az Yashir, there's a spontaneous song which emerges, you know, in that context. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day and look forward to continuing to keep in touch, and especially to keep in touch through Torah. We'll have a special shiur for parents in the current context this evening of Higata Levincha, about the special opportunities of Seder this year. Okay, be well.